David says, Alleluia. So we your people and sheep of your pasture will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations.
Te metavo voceo acosomen to agio evangelio
epis maro ten jefes ni chlevran ek chois en teni gom kirie flogis onek to kata luka nagin evangelion tonanus ma
بخوف أمام الله وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مارلو البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته علينا آمين من مزامير تراتيل معلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته علينا آمين شاكرين لك إلى الدهر من جيل إلى جيل لأننا نحن شعبك وغنم رعيتك Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it happened that the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So we are the fourth week of Baba, and the 4 weeks in the Baba, we're gonna see all together. We're gonna go through the 4 weeks together quickly, very fast. And it was four encounters revealing the love of the God of the Father. Four different encounters. God met four different people, different situations. Jesus Christ, he went by himself to some of them, and others came to him. That's why it's only for the 4 weeks in Baba revealed the love of Jesus Christ to everyone. Whatever the situation where we are, God is revealing himself and reveal his love to us. There is only a link between the four weeks. The links between the four is love. Gift of love only. As if the 4 weeks in Baba, it's preparing ourselves to receive Christ in Kiak, after the end of the Kiak, to receive Christ, and to tell us about who is Christ. I gotta meet Christ anywhere. So they try to conclude our life in 4 different situations, and we pass through the 4 different situations, actually, and that's why the gospel, all the four gospels in Baba try to reveal the love of Christ. The first encounter, it was with the paralytic community. It's a paralytic man. The reading. And having entered in the boat, he crossed over and came into his own city. Then, behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of God cheer, your sins are forgiven you." But you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. So the first week in Baba, it was for the paralytic man, which is, we can give a title, it's a paralyzed humanity. What is that? The gift of the Father's love, it's the forgiveness of sins and healing the body. The majority of the people we have, always we have something hidden in our heart. Always. The humanity, all, everything. Even starting from Adam, after he sinned with Eve, they try to hide themselves from God. Every time I have something hidden in my heart. You know the black box in the airplane? So the plane, like, there is a small box together, contain all the security and everything and the recording. And if something happened in any accident, they try to find a box to know what is inside, what happened the last time in the plane. Exactly, our heart had a lot of things like hidden inside. Maybe a story happened in my old age. Like when I was young. Or maybe I sin, but this sin, it's a lot of, maybe it make it like a stone inside my heart, and I can't reveal it to anyone. Like many people, they come to the church, for example, like when during the confession, and said, "Abuna, we have something, we can't say it. It's so hard to say it." But it make me very sad. And the sin make me paralyzed again. Like the man. So the forgiveness of sins, it's a gift of love. You can imagine that I have every day a father of confession. He's a present in the church. And God gives me this opportunity every day for repentance and confession. God gives me an opportunity to open the door every single day. With the sunrise, I can come to the church and I can pray, I can repent and I can confess. It's a gift of love. The Father knows very well my sin. I'm always, by the way, I'm always clear to my Father. He knows everything about me. yeah, I feel sometimes shame that I did a sin. But, and I can't go to Abuna, my father of confession, to repent. But however, he knows. He knows everything. So it's only he's waiting to go back, to go back to him and confess. First of all, I have to understand from the first week, this man, he was paralyzed. He knows his illness. So first of all, he was asking some friends, can you help me to go to Christ? So first of all, as in the first, like for the gift of love, which is forgiveness, needs some recognition from myself to know my sin first and take an action and go. If I can't, I can ask help. I have to ask help, and I have to find my, I have a faith. Because when Jesus saw their faith, shows that our trust and that of other matters. So I have to have faith inside me. So first of all, the first week, it was the gift of love of forgiveness. Whatever I have in my life, I have a sin separated me from God. I have the opportunity to open the door, like this open door, to go through this open door by the confession and repentance. But I have to take an action a little bit, even if weak a little bit, I have to ask help. I have to recognize my sin. I have to know where am I. And after that, the healing, it's coming. Go, like, first of all, the forgiveness, and the second is rise, pick up your bed, and walk. One of the quotes from St. John Chrysostom, he said, why did he not first address himself to the cure of the paralytic, but said, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. He did this very wisely. For the source and the root of the mother of all evil is the nature of sin. The sin sometimes make us in depression. Because I know there is something I can't go over. That's why it makes me depressed a little bit. The second week, it was in Baba, it was the second encounter, that was hopeless humanity. Miracles catch. It's not about anymore about a person, a one person only. No. We're going to read from the Gospel. It was from St. Luke. So when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch into the deep, and let down your net for a catch. But Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. Then Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boat to land, they forsook all and followed him. The gifts of love, the gifts of the Father's love, it was in this miracle, the hope. We have always praying maybe for something happen or to happen, and I didn't receive anything. I always pray and ask God to change the circumstances, and still until now I have nothing happened. And the devil tried to go inside my heart and say, like, you see your God, he's not answering you. Why you are still worship him? And the people come to me, Abuna, God is not listening at all to us. Very frustrating to have to call Father and to not receive. We are fathers and mothers. And if our kids, for example, come to us and ask anything, we're gonna say yes for sure, but maybe later on. So even there is something, minki tabtab alayya, even sometimes, no, I have nothing. The disciples spend all the night, and they are fishermen. They're very professional in this job. And they know exactly what they should do, but there is nothing. There is no hope. And the gift of love, this the gift of the Father's love, it was the hope. Don't worry, I'm with you. But you're late. You're always late. No, I have something to do. What you should do? I'm asking you as Father, and you have to answer me because you are my Father. So he said, I am your Father, but I'm coming to you in the right time. But I need this now. No, Habibi, you don't know it's good for you or not. I'm gonna reveal that later on. It's a human hopelessness sometimes. Like I can't do anything. Sometimes I'm praying, and maybe after a while, maybe a year, I'm saying khalas. It's hopeless. Can you close the door, please? It's hopeless. So that's why, again, I have to understand that God, he has a plan for everything. He came by the end of the night, like you can imagine. They have they are very professional. If you love fish, like the fishing, so you know very well at night they have a small light and they catch the fish easily because during over the night. When it comes the morning, early morning, it's going to be very rare to catch fish. It's like kind of impossible, a little bit. So what happened? Jesus Christ, he was changing everything. The impossible come impossible. And the possible, it come impossible. They didn't catch the fish over the night. And by the end of the day, like in the morning, early morning, Jesus Christ said, like, you go deep. Like Peter said, like, what should I do? I go deep, why? Like, I'm here for over the night. Or we didn't catch anything. Habibi, listen to me. Go deep a little bit. So that's why, first of all, I have to understand that God has different plan, and I have to accept his plan for me. My plan is my vision, my human vision. But the problem, he has another plan, good for me on earth and eternal. So it's not only, he's not separating my spiritual life from earthly. He tried to combine both together between earthly and divinity and eternal life. So that's why he tried to combine both together. This is good for you, Habibi, believe me. So first of all, God calls out of our familiar shore, like for example, like go this way. Right when you go back home, have a notebook and write down how many times you did something from your mind, it's impossible. Like, for example, like you feel that this way, it will not work. But God pushed you in this way. And after a while, maybe after years, you discovered that this is the right way, the best way for you. The second, then I have to learn, I have to obey. Because I know that he has a plan for me. And he has another vision, another purpose. You can imagine that what he did. He tried to help all the disciples to catch fish. So this is the purpose. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping. We have hundreds, thousands of fish now we have. No. This is not my purpose. This is not my goal. This is the beginning. I told them to catch men. To be the fisher for me. Transformation. That's why God has his plan to transform the humanity. Transform to what? to love him only. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, he said, by the fishers he mean the holy apostles, and observe that he not only preaches but also displays signs. He bade Simon and his companions push off a little from the land that they might be fully convinced that their labor would not be unrewarded. The title night, from night of nothing to net of abundance. And the third encounter, the third week, it was the blind and mute demon possessed, the last week. Spiritually dead immunity. Spiritually dead immunity. So reading, then he was casting out a demon and it was mute. And it came to pass when the demon had gone out, the mute spoke and the multitude marveled. But some of them said he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Others to test him sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their heart, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. What is that? What is that? What he's giving to us? He's giving deliverance from bondage of Satan and restoration of communion with God. This is a gift of Father's love. What do you mean about that? What is gift of love? Sometimes I come like first one, I have a sense separated, but I try. I'm trying to go back to God. Maybe I ask help. The second, it was like hopeless. Like there is no hope. I see from my vision, I have no hope. The third, no, I am wrapped by a sin. Even I can't talk. Mute. I'm blind. I can't see anything. I am inside the sin. I'm going inside the sin. I can't do anything. I have no hope. Not only no hope, it's even I can't talk to anyone. Jesus Christ, at that time, he went to this place and he saw him by himself. When I am hopeless, I have something, it's deliverance from that bondage of Satan and restoration of communion with God. Maybe some of, like, the people who come to confess. I remember one day, there's a lady came to me and she said, Abuna, can I confess? Can I talk to you like that for sure? So she said, I'm gonna talk, but please don't interrupt. I will. So she was talking with me for an hour and a half. And I was mute. I was only listening to her. And after we finished, she said, now I'm good. Pray for me the absolution and that's it. So I said, like, you finished? Do you need anything else? She said, no. Now, I couldn't talk. I was in mute. I was blind. The problem that many of the people, they are blind. They can't see sometimes that I have an issue and a problem. The people sometimes come to the confess and confess on the others, not on themselves. You know, Abuna, because she or he did this, I do this. So anyway, you are confessing on who? On yourself and on the others. I have to understand at first that sometimes I'm blind. I can't see and I can't talk. I have an issue inside my heart. I have to remember this. And I have to know that I am wrapped by a sin. And I have to understand sometimes the hardness of the heart. I remember I went to visit someone in the hospital and I was asking, he was like, he's Canadian actually, someone told me to go and to visit him. So I was praying to him because he was like, maybe die. He told me that like, maybe I'm not sure that I can continue my life or not because he was like severe pain and last stage of cancer. So I was asking him, do you think that God is present. He said, yes, God is present for sure. So I asked him again, do you think he can confess and repent? He said, no, I love the sin. And I was shocked. So I told him, you know that you're going to leave the world now, maybe any time. He said, yes. So I asked again, what do you think if you're going to meet him in heaven? He said, I don't care. When the heart is very hard like this, actually, I wept after finished the conversation because I saw how this heart was like a rock. Sometimes maybe we don't know that we have sin inside our heart and we wanted to change ourselves. Maybe I feel that circumstances, the situation, make a stress on me. Maybe do some stress. That's why I am like this. Or the people, because they are lying, I'm lying. Or maybe the world outside is doing this, so I have to do. No, here is different, and we are different. Again, usually the churches should be, all the windows should be painted. Should be painted. You can't see from outside. You can't see outside. It's not because of decoration. It's not about decoration only. It's painted because we should be different. When we come here, we are in the heaven. And we are belong to the heaven. And we are not imitating the others. When I see the people, for example, like from the church or from like Christians, they are imitating the other people outside, whatever, in words, talking, speaking, wearing, like whatever. No, we have rules in our life, and we are different. I can't be mute or blind. I can't be blind and go and follow only what everyone is doing. He opened the eye, ears, restored me. And the last speaker today, it was the fourth encounter, immunity in the grip of death, the widow's son of Nain. And we read with the gospel. So what is the gift of the Father's love? Victory over the death and restoration of joy. One day, there's a man, he came to the church and he told me, I wanted to confess, and he confessed. It's been like years and years he didn't confess and didn't come to church. And it was the first time. So I told him, okay, we're going to confess today, and tomorrow there's a liturgy, and come to take the communion. So he came to the communion and he took the communion. A week after, he came to the church to take the communion. I know this person. Usually, when I give the communion, I try to be sure 100% that the person is taking the communion from the church, or I know him, because if he's from outside and I don't know him, for example, so I'm not sure he's a Coptic Orthodox or he's not, or I have to ask him first. So when I saw this person's come to take the communion, I was looking and try to focus on him. This face, I know him, I saw him before, but I don't remember him. So I saw different, someone is like shiny. Someone is different. So after he took the communion, so I told him, you know what? I saw someone is different. I didn't recognize you. After we confess and after we rise from the sin, it's a victory. We are totally different. We're different mind, different soul, spirit, different everything. He has the power to raise the paralyzed man, and he has the power to catch the fish, which is impossible at the moment. He can open the eyes to see and open the mouth to talk, and also he had the power to raise the dead. He can't rise to that tomb. Even I am done, I have nothing to do. He had this power to change. The Father's compassion meets us even in our darkest hour. The widow, she's taking care about her son. So the widow means that she lost her husband and she has only her son. This son was around 20s. So he started already worked. So he's trying to take care about his mother too. So she is depending on him too. She's only has one son. She loves him. She loves him a lot. And she's taking care about him, yes, but he is taking care about her. So she has all her life her son. And she lost her son. The question, can I ask you, God, why Jesus, like, why you didn't go before when he was sick, maybe before the death? He walked during the procession. They are going to bury him, and he stopped them. Can you imagine? We can imagine the church. We have a funeral. And after the funeral, we go, like, you can imagine. And we took the body, and we are going outside the church. And now we are going to bury this body. And outside, the Jesus Christ, he appeared, and he told me, stop. Where are you going? Where are you going? Like, we have to bury this body. Jesus, like, you took his soul. I said, no. Rise. Arise. He changed everything. He changes the sorrow to joy. We trust him even in the last moment. Even there is no hope, there is hope. Hope is never lost. When all seems gone, Jesus speaks and brings life. We must believe that God present in the procession of our death of despair, if even we are despair, Jesus Christ is presented. The Father quote, like St. Augustine said, the widowed mother rejoiced at the rising again of that young man of men raised again in spirit day by day. Does Mother Church rejoice? The church. Rejoice if someone arises from the dead. It's not the death of the, like, earthly meaning. No. When is someone come back to the church, we rejoice. That's why our job as parents, servants, priests, the bishops, and the patriarch, it's not only to take care about the people. We have the church, for example, or to build anything. No. The main goal of ourselves is the souls. And the main things that I have to take care about the soul. And if someone is far from God, I have to take care about him. And this is exactly what Abuna Pshui came in, who we learned a lot from the stories that he did. Abuna Shrikemi has a story when he went to Los Angeles for a few years. There is someone called Abuna Shrikemi and said, well, there is someone, Abuna, someone is like the youth, and he's like always go to a bar in the night, and he's always don't accept to come to the church. Tawan Aib, Abuna Hiruh al bar. No, he has to wait until this guy come to the church. No way. Who cares? And he went. And this guy was surprised. Abuna, what you're doing here? I'm coming here to talk to you. This is the only way that I can talk to you. Abuna, you can't come here. You can't be here. It's shame for you. You have your galabe, you have your cross. It's very bad. And the people are looking to Abuna like, Who is this man? He's here. What is he doing here? So he thought, like, I can't do anything, Habibi. This is only the way I can come. I can come to you and I have to talk to you. This guy, he said to Abuna, Abuna, let's go. Let's go together. Khalas. It's okay. I received the message. I saw your love. And here is the love of Christ appeared in Abuna. Don't wait until someone, if you know anyone is away from God, don't wait until he comes to the church. He will not come to the church. I have to go to him. We need to work on that. All, not only the priest. So that's why, quickly, God meets us exactly where we are in paralyzed despair, death, hopelessness. We are invited not only to receive his gift, but to respond faith, obedience, partnership. Our lives themselves become testimonies of the Father's love. We are healed to serve, deliver, to bear witness, raised to life and praise, and we are witness. We should be witness of his love to the other people. And we are in the church, that's why we pray for the congregation. So we are together. I love the word of family. So we are together here at church, we are family together. So it's not about, for example, congregation or assemblies, because they use in the liturgy some books, assemblies or congregation. I love one family. We are members of Christ and we are one family. If someone is sick, I have to call him and see and visit him. If someone I feel that he's not coming to the church for a reason, I have to ask the priest, Abuna, this family is not coming to the church anymore. Please visit them. Or I have to ask about them. This is our responsibility. Finally, God does not wait for us to come to him, but he comes to meet us in our ruin and offers us his free gifts to restore us to our original state. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Jeff, your name is Shirin, and Pip Neuma and so on. Tetereya, Sejik, Volken, Oste, Mosenti, Ones. Truly, we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried, and 3 days was dead. According to scripture, ascending into the heavens, he sits the right hand of his Father.
He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall not
end. Yes, who believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, was the Father and Son, and is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and remission of sin. Ten gods de vol chai ten teana tatis en teni remon nem pion ten te pion neio
Is more in a posse.